Thank you. Please be seated.
大家聽錯。
Beautiful singing.
非常美麗的歌聲。
It's a great pleasure to be with you today. So thank you for having me.
好，多謝大家。
Oh, there you are. You're back. And I love being with the Philadelphia Church.
我非常之喜歡嘅嚟到呢個友愛堂嘅裏邊。
It is such a joy.
係一個我非常之嘅喜悦嘅時間。
And so it is a real pleasure to bring you God's word and to share in the Lord's Supper with you.
係我非常之喜悦嘅時間嚟同你哋分享主嘅話語同埋喺聖餐嘅裏邊。
And thank you to my friend Moxie.
係好多謝佢我嘅朋友。
for translating,
作出嘅翻譯
and Samuel will tell me how you went afterwards.
Samuel will
if he gets it right. I know jokes don't translate very well, do they? Sorry, I'm making it really hard for you.
Oh,
it's not even on the script, is it?
我有好多嘅冇寫低嘅説話，點解要講嘅
？I'm just talking while I find my place. 1 Corinthians.Chapter 9.
哥林多前書九章。
Let me pray.
讓我先有個祈禱。
Our Lord God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and thank you for your word and pray that you would speak to us, teach us and change us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, grace changes everything.
恩典改變一切嘅事情。
To me, being a Christian means knowing that God changes.Our heart to the core of our foundation.
作為基督徒，恩典改變我哋，直去到我哋嘅心底嘅最深處。
And this morning, what I want to show you is how we face temptation. How do you actually face temptation? How does grace change you so you can face temptation?
喺今天嘅早上，想同大家分享到嘅，我哋點樣去面對試探咧？我哋點樣去面對誘惑咧？我亦想分享到藉住主耶稣基督嘅恩典，点样去帮助我哋去面对试探同埋诱惑。
And the key verse is in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25. Have a look there. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 25.
经文嘅特别嘅，我哋想睇到喺哥林多前书第九章嘅第二十五节。
This is it.
Yep, that's
the one. Everyone who competes in the game.Goes into strict training.
凡教力生性嘅诸事都有节制。
So the word there translated strict training literally means self-control.
喺当中呢个节制讲到嘅系我哋自我嘅节制。
You know, lots of people say to me they feel like their lives are out of control.
好多人话俾我听，佢哋嘅生活，佢哋嘅生命好似失去咗控制咁样。
Think of how many times we can't control our tongue, we can't control our time, or we can't control our thoughts, or even our impulsive decisions.
想想有多少时间我们没办法控制我们自己的舌头，我们自己的时间，甚至有些时候我们所作出很冲动的决定。
If we're honest, just about every person I think in this room has got a problem with self-control.
事实上，我想这么说，在这个地方里面，我想我们每一位或多或少都有一些自我节制的问题。
So what's the solution?
我们有什么解决的方法呢?
Well, in this passage, the Apostle Paul says, I have self-control, and I'm going to tell you the secret.
在这一段经文里面，保罗告诉我们，他有这个自我节制的能力。他也想告诉我们，这个当中怎样的秘密是什么。
And there are three principles.
当中有三个原则。
So these are going to come up on the screen. Three principles. Firstly, it's not so much self-control or being under control as coherence in the self. Coherence.
第一个
It's not on the screen.
That's okay.
第一个原则就是说，如果我们不知道自己究竟里面的需要是什么的时候，我们没办法可以有自我节制的能力。
Think about this illustration the Apostle Paul gives us of athletes training for the game.
我哋谂下由保罗俾我哋呢度嘅比喻，话到系一个运动员去作训练，去准备去个比赛。
So verse 25 says that athletes exercise self-control in everything.
在这里给我们看到一个运动员，他会自我控制的，对每一件事情都作出自我的控制。
And if you are training for the, anyone here training for the Olympics?
有这里当中有没有人是为了这个奥林匹克比赛而去准备的？
No. And if you are training for the Olympics, I'm not, don't worry, it's okay. If you're training for the Olympics, everything has to be directed to this end.
如果你的预备、你的准备是准备去参加奥林匹克这个比赛的话，你生活所有的东西都是向着这个目标来看的。
And so how do you do it? Well, Plato said, well, how do you get this self-control? Self-control, Plato said, is actually a contradiction.
柏拉圖是这么说的，自我控制这个节制其实是一个互相矛盾的概念来的。
How can Plato said, how can the object of control be the subject?
柏拉圖说到一个要被控制的东西，怎么可以同时间控制自己呢？
It can't.
它是不可以的。
See, what we mean by self-control, it actually relates to the fact that you and I have numerous desires.
讲到节制、讲到自我控制的时候，是关系到我们的心里面有很多不同的欲望。
And the problem is that these desires that we have get out of place.
而问题就是当这些欲望不在我应该有的位置里面。
For example, the desire to rest.
好像讲到你的欲望希望可以睡久一点。
Nothing wrong with wanting to rest, but if you want to rest more than you want to work, you've got a problem.
睡觉想休息一下其实是没问题的，但是当你想睡觉这个欲望大过你想去工作的欲望的时候，那就有问题了。
Here's what self-control is. Self-control is the ability to choose the important things over the urgent things.
节制其实是讲我们的选择的能力，选择什么呢？选择什么是重要，还是比这个紧急的事情，选择重要的先，还是选择紧急的先呢？
To get your desires properly ordered. So the most important things in life, you want the most. The least important things, you want the least.
讲到的是让我们去明白，了解究竟哪一样东西对我们是最重要的，我们希望哪一样东西先，我们将它摆在头位，什么东西没那么重要的，我们将它摆在后面。
Then there is coherence.
在当中我们就有一个全面的了解，我们究竟需要什么，我们的连结在哪里。
That's the first principle. Second principle.
刚才是第一个原则，第二个原则。
Self-control is not so much a matter of the will, but the heart. Not the will, but the heart.
节制重要的并不是在我们的思想、我们的意志里面，而是在我们的心里面。
So the Bible says something different here to what most people think. Different to what Plato said, different to what most people will tell you.
其实圣经在这里特别讲了一些跟我们平时所想的东西不太一样，甚至跟柏拉图所讲的都不一样。
Most people think that self-control is the triumph of the will over feelings. I've just got to have willpower and I won't eat chocolate cake.
大部分的人都会这样想，节制就是我的意志胜过我的欲望，就好像我想吃一个朱古力蛋糕这样，我告诉自己我不好吃，我不吃了。
When Carson gets in trouble, he wants that extra pork bun, and Grace has to say no.
我想吃多些东西，但是太太说不行。<laughs> No,
most people think it's an exercise of the will.
很多人都想着节制是一个
But it doesn't work.
但它行不通。
See, that's not what the Bible says something completely different.
这个并不是圣经所讲的，圣经所讲的是一个完全不同的观念。
We get the illustration of an athlete.
我们回到这个运动员的这个例子里面。
So imagine the athlete who goes into training. How does he or how does she get everything in order?
一个运动员怎样才会令他将所有不同的事情放得在一个正确的位置里面去训练得井井有条呢？
Why?
为什么呢？
To get a crown.
是不是因为他想拿到去到荣耀的冠冕呢？
To get a prize, to get a gold medal.
係咪想攞到佢嘅獎品，攞到佢嗰個金牌咧？
See, why did the athlete have this incredibly ordered, structured life? Get up at 4 a.m, do training, eat this, don't eat this, train for this, train, don't do that, do this physical exercise. The goal is the prize, the gold medal.
個運動員係為著佢想得到佢嗰個勝利，得到佢嘅冠冕，於是乎佢將佢自己嘅生活安排得井井有條，作出不同嘅訓練，食唔同嘅嘢，將佢嘅自己嘅生活安排得妥妥當當。
And so what the Apostle Paul is saying is that self-control is not a matter of the exercise of the will against your feelings, but instead, what it is you are, which when you are captivated by your deepest passion.
保罗在这里告诉我们，节制并不是因为我们的脑、我们的思想、我们的意志去控制我们的欲望，或者控制我们 的心灵。而是去看看我们内心里面究竟什么是最被这个最被我们所着重的，我们被什么所控制着。
What captivates your heart the most?
什么紧捉紧你的心灵呢？
So control, self-control comes from feeling strongly, passionately, and when you do that the way God wants you to, that's the basis for the right ordering of your life.
而自制出发在 你心里面最大的欲望，出发在你当中最大的激情，直至这件事我们就可以见到我们自己的生命应该怎样去安排，安排得井井有条。
See, it's the heart, not the will, that's going to change you.
是我们的心灵，而并不是我们的意志来改变我们。
So there's a story in the Bible, you know, of Jacob and Rachel.
我们在圣经里面的故事里面，雅各很想娶那位很喜爱的拉结。
A great love story.
是一个很伟大的爱情故事。
Jacob was willing to do 7 back-breaking years of work to get Rachel.
雅各是愿意做7年的苦工来得到他这位美丽的太太。
And the back-breaking work seemed like nothing to him because he loved her.
这个苦工对他来讲真是做断背脊了，我们说做到背脊都乱了，这个苦工对他来讲是眨眼之间就过去了，因为他非常之爱拉结。
Third principle,
第三个原则，
What is this imperishable crown?
这个不能毁坏的冠冕究竟是什么来呢？
Is it an individual heavenly reward?
会不会是我们每一个个人的去到天堂里面的奖赏？
You know, is that right? Is that what Paul would say? Would Paul really say, work hard at these things and make sure you do these things and you might just get there in the end?
这个是不是保罗所说的？保罗说的是不是我们大家努力做，做到最后我们就可以上到天堂了？
No.
不是。
What is this passion, this all-consuming thing in his life?
究竟是什么在他的心底里面一路的热去燃烧他的生命呢？
What is the gold medal for Paul?
究竟保罗的金牌是什么来的呢？
Well, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says, We loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you have become so dear to us.
在第十罗尼加前书二章里面，保罗八节讲到了，我对基督只爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所痛爱的。
What is Paul's joy? Is it not you?
保罗的喜乐在哪里？就是你们吧。
Philippians 4 verse 1 You whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown.
保罗在腓立比书四章一节讲到，我所亲爱的，我所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
You can see this back in 1 Corinthians as well, in chapter 9 verse 23.
我们回去哥林多前书九章23节的里面，
He says, I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing.
他说，凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
I'm doing all this. This is my passion for the sake of the gospel, that I might share its blessings. And that word there is fellowship. It comes from the Greek word koinonia.
这个就是我所作的所有的事情的理由，这个就是我心里面的激情，这个就是为着我为着福音的缘故愿意的同大家在分享由神而来的祝福，这个亦可以是讲是我们当中的团契。
See, he's saying the passion of my life is this, both people who do believe and people who don't yet believe, I want them to have as much joy as I have. I want to share that joy as I see the face of Jesus.
对我来讲，我的热情，我的心愿是想做什么呢？是希望将福音带到去，不管是信的或者未信的人当中，让他们一起的见到从神而来的那份的喜乐，而同时间希望将神他的喜乐带到去每个人的当中。
I'm giving up everything to share that joy of sharing it with others.
我将我所有的东西都放弃了，希望的就是将这一份的喜乐带同人分享。
True, isn't it? If we have something beautiful, beautiful meal, maybe Samuel's pork for a barbecue pork, you want to share it. You don't just want to have it yourself, right?
大家都知道当我们有美好的东西的时候，我们都希望同人分享的，好像 Samuel 家预备了一个美丽的烧猪那样，那我们他都很希望将我们都邀请他一起去分享。
You read a great book, you want to tell someone, you watch a movie, you see a sunset, you've got to share it, right?
你看了一本很好的书，看了一部很好的电影，你见到美丽的日落的时候，你是希望同人分享。
So Paul's saying, I want nothing in my life to keep people from seeing the beauty and grace of GodI want everything in my life to be a joy to Him and to share that joy with others.
保罗讲到佢希望将佢用佢嘅生命，希望将神嘅里面嘅喜乐、神嘅美丽，将同人分享，俾人见到神嘅美丽同埋荣耀。
Three principles. So how does that work out in practice?
三个原则，我哋点样先至可以将佢做到出嚟咧
？And I think the Apostle Paul wants to show us how do you work this out.The way you face temptation, the way you get self-control in your life is worship.
保罗在这里想给我们见到的是说，我们怎样可以去应付这个诱惑和试探呢？我们怎样才可以得到这个节制呢？保罗告诉我们，我们需要做的是去敬拜神。
The key to self-control is not ordering myself, it's not putting everything in my iPhone, it's not getting my priorities right.Now, to order them, to get all those things right, the only way I'll do that is if I get worship right.
我们有这个节制的能力，并不是说我们去怎样去安排我们自己的生活，并不是说我们怎样去看看哪一样要先做，哪一样东西做得迟一点，也并不是我们怎样去尽力去做，而是首先我们需要去敬拜我们的神。
Having the right passion.
有一个正确的热情、热心。
And so there's four things I need to get this. Four things. You might like to write them down. Four things.
有四样嘢我哋需要做嘅。有四样嘢我哋需要。如果你能够写低去嘅话，就最好啦。有四样嘢我哋可以做，亦应该要做嘅。
You see four things we see in chapter 10, and you pick it up at verse 11. He in chapter 10 is talking about Moses and Israel, and all the you know the kind of the comings and goings of God's people.
在哥林多前书十章的里面讲到摩西 的故事，也讲到在里面那些、以色列民在他的旷野里面的一些事情。
And then in verse 11 he says, These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warning for us.
在十章十一节的里面他们讲到他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，正是警戒我们这末世的人一样。
So the first principle is scripture. These things are written for us. The scriptures. Jesus, when he walked to Jerusalem, he never wavered. He's never put off. He has ultimate self-control. Why? What's his secret? Because he has God's word. He has the scriptures.
在这里我们看到重要的就是圣经。圣经。我们想想，当主耶稣基督去向着耶路撒冷一路前进的时候，他从来都没有放弃，他从来都没有说回头的，他有很好的自我控制能力。为什么呢？因为他有圣经在里面。他当
No, we're about to do that. So, when Jesus is in the desert,
当主耶稣在旷野里面的时候，
How does he handle temptation? With his will?
而主耶稣点样去应付呢个魔鬼嘅呢个诱惑咧？系咪用佢自己意志嘅能力咧
？No, he answers the devil with scripture.
并唔系，佢唔系用佢自己嘅意志能力，耶稣系用圣经嘅话语去应付魔鬼。
How does Jesus deal with controversy when people ask him questions?
耶稣点样去面对不同类型嘅难题同埋争端咧？当佢同人讨论。争拗一啲问题嘅时候，佢用咩嘅方法咧
？Rationality? No. Scripture.
佢系咪用我哋所讲嘅逻辑嗰啲事情咧？唔系。
He never
looked, 圣经。
He never looked at anything without reflecting on how Scripture might give light to it.
佢无论做任何嘅事情嘅睇任何嘅嘢，佢都系用圣经作为佢嘅根基，去谂下圣经点样讲嘅。
He cries out in his moment of greatest agony, "My God, my God."Why have you forsaken me?
当耶稣喺十字架上面去拜，讲到我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我嘅时候
？And he's quoting Psalm 22.
佢讲紧嘅，佢读紧嘅系诗篇嘅第二十二篇。
Jesus bled Scripture.
耶稣所流嘅血系圣经嘅血。
The Scripture is God's way of continually making Himself real to you.He speaks to you in Scripture. That's the key.
圣经就是神不断的与我们的说话。神的真实就是由圣经而来的。
Second thing, 第二样 balanced expectation.
一个均衡的期望。
You see there, verse 11, these things happen to them as examples are written down as warnings to us on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come.
第十章十一节嗰度讲话，他们遭遇这些事都要作为更尴尬，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
The religious leaders when Jesus was around believed that when the Messiah came, the old age of sin and death would finish, and then the new age of life and immortality and no more sin would start.
喺耶稣嘅时代，嗰啲嘅法利赛人嗰啲。圣经好熟的人，他们认为当尼赛亚来到的时候，这个旧的时代，这个有犯罪的时代，这个有死亡的时代将会结束了。一个从新的时代会开始，这个新的时代会有什么事情发生呢？所有的事都会被恢复了，人不会再死了，再不会有这个罪恶了。
But Jesus comes twice. Between the first and the second coming of Jesus, you get this overlap of the ages.Overlap.
但是耶稣总共会来两次，第一次来了，第二次他未来，而在来与未来的时间的时候，这个两个不同的时代是重叠在一起的。
And there's no bigger key to understanding self-control than that.
我们要明白什么是自制，什么是节制的时候，我们必须要明白这个一样事情。
You'll only do well at changing your life if you're not too optimistic and you're not too pessimistic.
你只有不要太过悲观，而同时间也不要太过乐观的情况之下，你才可以再自己作出适当的改变。
See, you'll only do well at changing your life if you're not too optimistic. A Christian, if you think, you know, when I become a Christian, I ought to be able to change quickly. You know, I ought to be able to change and make everything in my life should be, you know, just the way God wants. You forget that the old age is still around.
有啲时候我哋基督徒谂住，我一信咗主啊，我就可以作出完全嘅改变，我乜嘢都可以啊，将啲坏嘅嘢全部掉晒去啦。但系我哋忘记咗，我哋仍然都喺旧时代嘅里边。
But if you say I can never change, you're forgetting the Spirit of God is here. Death has been defeated on the cross, and the new age is here.
但有的时候我们有些基督徒也会说到，哎呀，我不能够改变，我改变不了，但我们又忘记了神的灵已经来到我们的当中，死亡已经在十字架上面 被击倒了，而新的列世代已经开始了。
Thirdly, you need community.
第三，我们需要一些社群团体的帮助。
One of the most chilling verses we heard read was verse 12.
而在第十二节里面我们见到一句这样讲到，
Gives you a shiver down your spine. You know that? Does that expression work for Chinese? Shiver down your spine is chilling.
Oh, 如果你觉得啊，开始起鸡皮啦，开始有啲唔冻啦，对，系啱嘅。
Verse 12. So if you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
12節那裡, 如果你自己以為自己站立得穩, 需要謹慎, 免得跌倒。
If you think you've arrived,
如果你想著你已經到達了目的地了,
or if you think you can do this yourself,
你想著你可以自己將這些事情都解決了,
Paul says you've got another thing coming because you're in the same boat as everybody else.
如果你這樣認為的時候, 保羅告訴我, 你其實有問題啊, 跟其他人一樣都是有一些問題。
He says there's no temptation to seize you except what is common to man. Verse 13. No temptation to seize you except what is common to man.
保羅在這裡講到給我們聽到你們所遇見的試探無非是人所能夠受的。
You're the same as everybody else.
你跟所有人其實都是一樣的。
And so you need others.
你是需要其他人的幫忙。
Let me be very honest.
讓我非常誠實的。
Your biggest problem with self-control,
你對自制裡面最大的問題,
is you're not sharing, and I'm not sharing, how we're going with others.
但是不管是你或者是我都面對同樣的問題就是, 我們並沒有將自己其實內心裡面究竟過得怎樣跟人好好的去分享。
You're saying, I'm saying, I can handle this on my own.
我們會說我能夠搞定這些事了。
I don't want to be embarrassed.
我不希望因為說了某些事情出來我覺得尷尬。
And Paul is saying it will never work.
保羅告訴我們如果是這樣的情況裡面永遠都行不通的。
You've got to have other people who you give the right to ask, to lovingly ask tough questions.
你必須要找一個 你願意跟他分享的人, 而這個人亦會用愛心去問你一些艱難的問題。
People will lovingly ask tough questions regularly on how you're going.
你需要找一個人用愛心的來問你,定時地來問你, 究竟你是怎樣啊?
I take it that's why we need our small groups, our Bible study groups, yeah.
這個也是我們為什麼我們會有團契,我們會有查經小組。
Fourth, practical way of putting this into practice. God is faithful.
第四个, 我們可以很實際地學到怎樣去節制的方法, 就是我們要知道神是信實的。
You see there in verse 13, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
這裡講到神是信實的, 祂必不叫你受試探過於你所能受的。
But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
在試探的時候, 總要給你開一條出路, 叫你能夠忍受得住。
God makes a promise.
神向我們作出應許,
He will always provide a way out that will enable you to endure temptation.
神向應許了我們,祂永遠都會讓我們有一條出路, 使到我們能夠忍受得住, 離開這個試探。
It's just like what He says in Hebrews 12.
就好像在希伯來書12章那裡這樣講到了。
Do you want to read this?
讓我讀出希伯來書12章由1節開始到第3節。 就當放下各樣的重擔脫去容易前累我們的罪全心忍耐奔那擺在我們前頭的路程仰望為我們信心創始成終的耶穌他因那擺在前面的喜樂就輕看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦難便坐在神寶座的右邊那忍受罪人的頸上頂撞的你們要思想免得疲倦灰心。
So the ultimate way to run the race is to think about the faithfulness of God.
那個終極的方法去走我們這條人生的道路的辦法就是我們要一路思想著神是信實的。
See, what was the joy set before Jesus?
在耶穌面前的喜樂究竟是什麼呢?
Jesus Christ came and He ran the race.
主耶穌已經來過了,他走了他人生的道路了。
And He put all His desires under something, under one passion.
他將他所有的慾望都放在某一樣東西的下面。
He ran the race and He endured. And what was that passion? What was Jesus' crown?
他奔跑了他前面的路程,他忍受了他的羞辱的時候, 究竟什麼讓耶穌可以去跑這條路程呢? 是不是因為他那個冠冕呢?
Was it glory?
系咪因为荣耀咧
？Jesus had all the glory.
耶稣经已有晒佢所有嘅荣耀啦。
Was it knowing God？
系咪因为知道明白神咧
？He had a relationship with the Father.
佢有同神有直接嘅关系啊。
Why did Jesus come and run the race？
点解耶稣要降世嚟到呢个地上嚟跑呢个人生嘅路程
？What joy did he not already have？
有咩喜乐系佢已经冇得到过嘅咧
？The only possible thing he didn't have was you。
佢唯一未有嘅嘢，佢唯一未有嘅嘢就系你啦，就系你哋啦，亦系我哋啦。
The joy set before him was us。
喺耶稣面前嘅喜乐就系我哋。
Where is Rachel？
我哋就系佢嘅拉结。
He loved us so much.He made light of the cross.
他爱我们爱到一个地步，十字架对他来讲，他都轻看。
And if you see Jesus making you his joy, making you his Rachel, and that being the passion of his life, if you see that,
如果你能够见到主耶稣基督是几咁嘅爱我们，他是几见到我们成为他的喜乐，我们成为他的拉结的时候。
If you see that he loves you like that, he will become your joy, your passion.
当你见到主耶稣是这样的去爱我们的时候，我们会将耶稣也变看成是我们的喜乐。
And so to the degree that you let this be your passion, in your heart, every day through worship,You will become completely other person directed, God directed, because you know that He loves you like that.
因为见到呢一份嘅喜乐，耶稣所爱我哋嘅喜乐嘅时候，我哋嘅内心系会改变，我哋会见到我哋自己从我哋原本自己控制自己嘅生命而变成让耶稣嚟控制我哋嘅生命嚟引导我哋嘅生命，我哋会见到。神对我们的爱。
And that's when everything else gets put into second, third, and fourth place.
而当我们见到神这份的爱，这份我们在神里面喜乐的时候，所有其他的事情就变成第二、第三和第四位了。
Ultimately, it's not willpower, it's gospel power. The gospel is the power of God for salvation, it's gospel power.
终极的力量并不是我们的意志的力量，而是福音的力量。
You will only endure if you see that He endures.
你能够忍受这个试探，是当你见到主耶稣基督，他都能够忍受这个试探。
Fix your eyes on Him, and you'll have all the self-control.
将你的眼目放在主耶稣的里面的时候，你会得到你所有需要的自制的能力，你会得到你的节制的能力。
Amen.
Amen.